Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I'm excited about number 11. Let's go right now. This is Patricia King sharing about women, what's going to take place, how women are going to rise and begin to move in these seven spheres of culture, the seven mountains we talk about in VFN Kingdom Business, especially in business. Let's go there now.
Okay, women are going to arise in 2017. Over the last number of years, we've seen the mandate of God released to anoint women into their purposes, and it's been growing exponentially. I have the privilege of leading a network. In fact, if you're a woman serving the Lord in kingdom advancement, I just want to encourage you to pray about joining our Women in Ministry Network. Just go on patriciaking.com. There's more information about that. We've got hundreds of women that are in that network now, and they're just growing and developing and shining for Jesus. It's beautiful. But virtuous Christian women will need to take their place in 2017 and release their voice so that this righteous moral standard can be raised. A counter mandate filled with liberal persuasions will attempt to dominate, destroy, and challenge righteous women's morals and values in the Lord. That is why we have to be stronger than ever. Much prayer will be needed to undergird young women in their education system, in the education system, who will be assaulted and bullied for their values. So in other words, this could be on college level, university level, high school level, junior high, especially. Those that are wanting to take a strong stand of morality are going to need protection from bullying. And so please pray for that, because there's a war against righteousness and unrighteousness. And God is going to use women to be a voice. Men too, of course, but he's calling women into their place to be strong in that. Many women appointed by God are going to be raised up to the front lines of the seven realms of influence in society. And especially those of you who are women and you have entrepreneurial dreams inside of you, this is your year to step into it. This is your year to invest in those dreams.
This is so important because, you know, a lot of people get caught up in this mindset that I've got to be good to be able to share the good news. And the thing about it is, even when Jesus was stopped and somebody called him out and said, good teacher, Jesus turns around and says, who are you calling good? The only one that's good is God. And so the good that's in a believer's life, in a Christian's life, it's only God. I mean, God is empowering us to do these good deeds or to not do what we used to do. But when you free yourself from this mindset of you are righteous in your own works versus righteous through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and your faith in him, you have a lot more compassion on folks. You're no longer comparing your behavior with someone else's behavior. You're telling them that, listen, you know, outside of him, I'm the same as you. But he forgave me, and he's empowered me to walk this walk. And as we're seeing that right now, where there was this, women's march that took place in Washington, D.C., and for women's rights, they thought, and so women came to get involved in it, but they found out that they were actually pro-life women. They didn't want they were against abortion, and they told them, you can't sponsor this event. Reports are they came very critical and pushed them out of the whole thing, and it's like, you know, you're going to have to be ready for that. I mean, I think we've struggled with wanting to be accepted by everybody. And the truth is, we're going to be treated the same way Jesus was treated. Now, some people are treated bad because they're mean. You know, people aren't treating them bad because they love Jesus and they're moving in love and stuff. They're just hateful folks. But you can treat everybody kind, be nice, and still stand up for what God wants you to stand up for and let them know how much God loves them, and they're going to still reject you. Some people are going to hate you. They're going to say all kinds of bad things about you. Jesus said, if that's how they treated the teacher, that's how the student can't expect anything different. And as we talked about in an earlier program, like Dr. King, we got to learn to love in the midst of that. But if you get over the fact that everybody doesn't have to love you and like you, but we have to love them, then you're living for the one, the audience of one. It's so important because to stand up, it may mean in your own household. You may have family members in your own household will ridicule you because you stand up for God. You may have people in your own community, even in your own church. There's people right now, I was just speaking to a minister that said that uh, a uh, a pastor had told him, says, listen, when you're speaking in my church, you know, don't speak on this because half the people in here don't believe that and it will upset them. It's like, it's the word of God. Maybe that's the half that needs to be told. The truth gives them a chance to be able to
repent.
Yeah. And so it's going to be that way. You may lose a few folks, but you'll gain more in the long run, be able to do that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.